I've asked this question before, but I want to ask you the question again. Do you trust traditional media, or do you get your media these days, or your news, more importantly, from social media and non-traditional avenues? Now, the conventional thinking is that millennials and Gen Y tend to get their news from Facebook or Twitter or some of these websites rather than reading the papers or watching TV or listening to the radio. But I don't know that it's just a situation with younger people, because I'm constantly inundated with messages on Facebook from older Australians who say they've lost trust in what they call the MSM or mainstream media. And I've got to say, I like to think I'm part of that. In fact, there's one bloke who keeps bombarding me, wants me to interview some bloke who thinks that the Australian government has stolen Australia from the people via contravening the Constitution, despite the fact that all these facts are wrong. But that's beside the point. There are so many people out there who don't trust their news sources anymore. Where do you get your news from? Well, it turns out that our mistrust for journalists and mainstream media might not be as bad as it once was. Lana Hill is the director of One Small Step Business Coaching. She's joined us before on the program and joins us for the first time in 2019. G'day, Lana.
G'day, how are you going? Thanks
very,
for having me.
Yeah, always good to have you on, because you always have an interesting perspective on things. This battle between the mainstream media and new media, who's winning?
Well, the really good news is traditional media is actually winning, and they have bounced back. There was definitely some mistrust in traditional media, but a recent global survey has actually found that Australians trust traditional media now more than any other form of media, which I think is fantastic, because journalism is a very, very honourable way, I think, of us respecting that we know where our news and information is coming from.
Well, I'm of the view, as somebody who works in the mainstream media, that many of my colleagues have become a bit lazy. But the reality is that we're actually trained in gathering information, whereas non-traditional media sources, it's almost like anybody with a smartphone has become a self-appointed journalist, and that's never really going to give us the right answer, is it?
Oh, exactly. And I think it's quite dangerous, and you raise a really good point there. It's the low barriers to entry. So anybody with a smartphone can be putting out a message on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. And I think we're right to question that, because they haven't had the training and there's no way of checking the facts that they're putting out there are actually accurate. So it's something that is a very, very big problem in Australia at the moment.
In your view, why have we gone down that path? Because you wouldn't let anybody who's read Wikipedia walk in and pretend to be a lawyer in a courtroom. Why is it that journalism, so to speak, or news gathering has allowed itself to fall victim to that low bar to entry, as you call it?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I think the changing way in how we consume our media and our information has had an impact there. And I think, to be honest, traditional media was a little slow off the uptake to adjust to the different ways. Now, I think they've well and truly caught up. And if you look at the major networks, whether it be television, radio, print, all of their information that's available the traditional way is also now available on their social media pages. And there is a lot of online presence there for traditional media. But I think initially they weren't really sure how they were still going to maintain their audience and maintain that credibility that they have built over time. But I think the time has come where now Australians are actually realising that it's just the same as it ever was.
It's interesting, because we live in an era now where the President of the United States has openly labelled the media the enemy of the people. And I mean, the situation in America is very different to here, but how do we compare to the rest of the world as far as how much we trust our media outlets?
Oh, it's fascinating. The stats that have come out of this global report, I think, are really telling. So 7 out of 10 Australians actually are really concerned about fake news and the perpetuation of it. And you referred to our friend Donald, well, not our friend really, but Donald Trump there, in how he's really brought it to global attention. But with social media, it's actually only the Irish and the Swedes that trust social media less than Australians. And journalism has come back really strongly as one of the most trusted, sources of information. And radio, over 43% of Australians trust radio the most out of any medium. So that's traditional and social forms of media. So I think the facts tell a really powerful story. And it's just a matter of, going back to the ways that we always have found our news and information.
Well, that is good news for my part. But you work with small businesses. What does this mean for business?
Well, good question. I think for business, it means that, you know, maybe don't put all your eggs in the basket of social media. So in terms of marketing, business development, lead generation, I know a lot of small business owners get quite anxious in, you know, are they investing enough time and energy and money into social media? Don't forget about traditional media, because the credibility level that comes with traditional media and also the point of difference that it gives you in your industry is substantial. So it's still a really, really valid form of connecting and engaging and getting that credibility level. So, yeah, definitely don't forget about traditional media if you're a business owner.
I guess the big question is how do we get those that haven't come around yet, particularly the younger generations, to wake up to themselves, for lack of a better way of putting it?
Yeah, good question. I think it's about understanding the difference between kind of education and entertainment through social media compared to news and information. And I think gradually the younger generation, so Gen Y and also Gen Z, I think that when they go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, you know, they're looking for entertainment. And I think ultimately the common sense form will roll back around. But I think as well, you know, these global things that take place, and also Facebook privacy is another thing that came up last year quite a bit in the news. I don't think it's going to go away. So I think those things will probably point the finger at where they need to be trusting.
Fantastic news. Lana, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up again soon.
Look forward to it.
That's Lana Hill, Director of One Small Step Business Coaching. Again, I want to ask the question, where do you get your news from? Who do you trust?